NTSB issues its probable cause in the Galloping Ghost accident. The FAA plans a working group to study usage of electronic devices in flight. And rebuilding an airport, one $100 burger at a time. This is Aero News for Tuesday, August 28, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The NTSB determined at a meeting Monday in Washington, D.C., that deteriorated lock nut inserts found in the highly modified North American P-51D airplane that crashed during the 2011 National Championship Air Races in Reno, Nevada, allowed the trim tab attachment screws to become loose and even initiated fatigue cracking in one screw. This condition, which resulted in reduced stiffness in the elevator trim system, ultimately led to aerodynamic flutter at racing speed that broke the trim tab linkages, resulting in a loss of controllability and the eventual crash. The September 16, 2011 accident killed the pilot and 10 spectators and injured more than 60 others. In April, while the investigation was ongoing and after the NTSB's investigative hearing in January on air race and air show safety, the NTSB issued 10 safety recommendations to the Reno Air Racing Association, the National Air Racing Group Unlimited Division, and the FAA. With the release of this report, NTSB Chairman Hirschman said, quote, "It's good news for the air races that so many of our recommendations have been addressed, and we will continue to push for the full implementation of all our safety recommendations," end quote. In a related announcement, the Associated Press reports a $77 million fund has been established for the benefit of those who suffered injuries or who lost family members in the Galloping Ghost crash. Given the widespread consumer use of portable electronic devices, or PEDs, the FAA is forming a government industry group to study the current policies and procedures that aircraft operators use to determine when these devices can be used safely during flight. The government industry group will examine a variety of issues, including the testing methods aircraft operators use to determine which new technologies passengers can safely use aboard aircraft and when they can use them. The group will also look at the establishment of technological standards associated with the use of PEDs during any phase of flight. The group will then present its recommendations to the FAA. The group will not consider the airborne use of cell phones for voice communications during flight. As the first step in gathering information for this working group, the FAA is seeking public input on the agency's current PED policies, guidance, and procedures for operators. The request for comments will appear in today's Federal Register, and the public will have 60 days to comment. Lee Bottom Flying Field, a near-legendary airport favored by grassroots aviators the world over, will hold a $100 hamburger tornado relief fundraiser fly-in on September 29th of this year. On March the 2nd of 2012, the airport suffered a direct hit by a tornado, and the results were not pretty. When the winds died, every piece of equipment and every building was either damaged or destroyed. Soon thereafter, it was realized that the facilities no longer existed to host their well-known annual fly-in, the Wood Fabric and Tailwheels Fly-In. This, of course, gave rise to the idea of a much-needed fundraiser. Well, playing on one of aviation's most well-known themes, the fundraiser is really quite simple. Attendance is $100. Once inside, anyone attending is eligible to receive a free hamburger made by the Friends of Lee Bottom. A quick reminder, the Republican National Convention has opened officially in Tampa Bay, despite the potential arrival of Isaac as an uninvited guest. As such, you need to know that Continental U.S. North American Aerospace Defense Command Region fighters are protecting the skies during the Republican National Convention in Tampa. Air Force fighter jets will be on alert during the convention, which runs from today through August the 30th, enforcing the FAA's temporary flight restriction zone. In other words, remember to check those NOTAMs. Pilots at Allegiant Air have voted to join the Airline Professionals Association, Teamsters Local 1224, in Wilmington, Ohio, the Teamsters Airline Division announced on Thursday. There are approximately 350 pilots in the bargaining unit. Allegiant Air, subsidiary of Las Vegas-based Allegiant Travel Company, employs pilots flying McDonnell Douglas MD-80s and Boeing 757s. According to a union news release, the pilots sought fair work rules, improved scheduling, improved pension and health care benefits, and the security of a Teamsters contract. When Aero News continues, looking for work? Hope you like Chinese. Slovenia temporarily bans hot air balloon flights. And the NBAA remembers Neil Armstrong.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday. It's August the 28th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Asia-Pacific region will require hundreds of thousands of new commercial airline pilots and maintenance technicians over the next 20 years to support airline fleet modernization and the rapid growth of air travel. That, according to the 2012 Boeing Pilot and Technician Outlook. The report anticipates a need for 185,600 new pilots and 243,500 new technicians in the Asia-Pacific region through 2030. China will have the largest demand in the region, needing 71,300 pilots and 99,400 technicians over the next 20 years. The Asia-Pacific region also leads the demand for new commercial airplane deliveries over the next 20 years, with 12,030 new airplanes needed by 2031, that according to Boeing's 2012 current market outlook. The Slovenia Civil Aviation Authority announced Monday that it has temporarily banned all hot air balloon flights in that country while a fatal balloon crash this past weekend is investigated. On Saturday, four people were killed and 28 others injured when a hot air balloon on a sightseeing flight crashed after reportedly being pulled into a storm. All of the fatalities were Slovenian citizens, including an 11-year-old girl and her mother. Balloon sightseeing operations have become very popular in the small alpine country. Nearly 2 years ago, 58-year-old John Ross, who lives in north-central Idaho, allegedly fired four shots at a helicopter, hitting the aircraft twice. In December, Ross will stand trial in Shoshone County's 1st District Court for that action. Earlier this month, Ross pleaded not guilty to the charges. The Lewiston Tribune reports that Ross is charged with firing at a helicopter owned by Hillcrest Aircraft Company of Lewiston while it conducted a controlled burn operation over land owned by the Potlatch Corporation. The pilot, Earl Palmer, was able to land the aircraft safely. Ross has been charged with interfering with an aircraft, which is a felony. The trial is set to begin on December the 4th. The NBAA on Monday hailed the legacy of Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon. NBAA President and CEO Ed Boland said, quote, "Neil Armstrong inspired generations of people to reach for their dreams, and all of us in the aerospace community have been inspired by his example," end quote. Boland noted that in recent years, Armstrong had voiced his support for business aviation as a spokesperson for the No Plane, No Gain advocacy campaign sponsored by NBAA and the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. In several ads produced for the No Plane, No Gain program in 2010, Armstrong is seen looking from the Earth to the distant moon and notes, quote, "You can settle for email and conference calls, but nothing beats being there. Trust me on this," end quote. Not only was he one hell of a pilot, he was apparently a pretty good copywriter as well. Well, that's a wrap on this report of Aero News. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.